This landfill here is in Thibar, on the outskirts of Dili, Timor-Leste's capital. It is designed, built, and operated by China Harbor Engineering Company, a Chinese company. It is just one of many projects in Timor-Leste which involves a Chinese company.
Since Timor-Leste's independence in 2002, China has helped build infrastructure such as the presidential palace and national power grid. Dion Gonsalves, who works for China Harbor Engineering, believes Chinese projects are good for the country.
Because this country is a young country, I think we need a lot of the investment or company come to invest in our country, Timor-Leste.
Today, Chinese businesses are everywhere in Timor-Leste. They are thriving in sectors previously dominated by locals. Hernagulo has been running a grocery shop for 20 years. She used to have many buyers. But a bigger Chinese shop opened next door, selling products cheaper than hers. Since then, her income has decreased by 50%.
Susah ya untuk bisa menghadapi kompetisi dengan mereka. Bahkan juga toko-toko tadi yang banyak dari Indonesia, dari berbagai negara, pelan-pelan sudah mulai menghilang satu-satu. Ya, ini juga salah satu dampak yang kurang baik juga ke depannya ya.
Kathleen Gonsalves, Vice President of Timor-Leste's Chamber of Commerce and Industry, said Chinese nationals are the biggest group of foreign business people in Timor-Leste.
It's like Chinese company come into Timor-Leste like a tsunami that come to Timor-Leste.
Timor-Leste has a good relationship with China. In 2023, they upgraded their bilateral relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership. China was among the first countries to acknowledge Timor-Leste's independence from Indonesia. In an exclusive interview with CNA, Prime Minister Xanana Gusmão addressed the rise of Chinese businesses in the country and how it's affected local merchants.
But how can local shops or business owners compete with merchants from China?
It is a problem. A problem is we have to push, improve the culture of business. I don't say that we are dependent on China. It will depend on the... Now we are dependent on the import from ASEAN countries.
While China is a leading importer to Timor-Leste, the country's biggest importer is actually neighboring Indonesia. And Southeast Asia's biggest economy is also no stranger to Chinese-backed projects. It is home to the Indonesia Morowali Industrial Park, or IMIP. Spanning 2,000 hectares, it produces nickel, a crucial component in many products, such as batteries for electric vehicles. Launched in 2015, it has 56 tenants, which include many Chinese companies, such as Shanghai Decent Investment, part of the world's largest stainless steel producer, Tsingshan. It has about 94,000 workers, among them 8,500 Chinese staff. The government claims that IMIP has helped develop Morowali, which lacked basic infrastructure such as electricity a decade ago. But since the establishment of IMIP, fishermen living nearby complain about the dirty water and problems getting a catch. Some also complain about air pollution. These junior high school students have to clean their classrooms often as the school is right next to IMIP and very dusty. IMIP workers say working there has positive and negative sides.
Di tempat saya, atasan saya masih cukup membuka diri untuk menerima saran, masukan, dan lain sebagainya. Sehingga dalam hal ini saya bekerja masih ada kenyamanan tersendiri di tempat saya bekerja. Di satu sisi, dukanya itu masih banyak persoalan-persoalan yang sering saya hadapi di tempat kerja, seperti persoalan debu, pembagian APD, terus masalah rawan akan kecelakaan kerja, bekerja di ketinggian, dan masalah-masalah lain yang cukup banyak lah, cukup kompleks lah di dalam kawasan hari ini.
Analysts say Chinese-backed infrastructure in Indonesia and Timor-Leste will likely grow in the coming years, and that the governments should negotiate with China to get the best benefits for their people.